This is Words of Hope. The title of today's devotional is Ruin or Redemption. It was written and read by Ben Van Aragon. The scripture for today continues our look at the book of Jeremiah, chapter 22, verses 1 through 5. Thus says the Lord, go down to the house of the king of Judah, and speak there this word, and say, hear the word of the Lord, O king of Judah, who sits on the throne of David, you and your servants, and your people who enter these gates. Thus says the Lord, do justice and righteousness, and deliver from the hand of the oppressor him who has been robbed, and do no wrong or violence to the resident alien, fatherless, and the widow, nor shed innocent blood in this place. For if you will indeed obey this word, then there shall enter the gates of this house kings who sit on the throne of David, riding in chariots and on horses, they and their servants and their people. But if you will not obey these words, I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that this house shall become a desolation.
In Jeremiah 21, God denied a king's cry for help. God refused because his people had refused his past offers of help. They had trusted alliances with pagan neighbors instead of trusting God. God would use these very alliances to ruin Jerusalem. But in Jeremiah 22, God offered redemption. God said, rescue from the hand of the oppressor the one who has been robbed. Do no wrong or violence to the foreigner, the fatherless, or the widow. God urged his people to trade the strategies of this world for the strategies of his kingdom. God would redeem his people if they chose righteousness and justice over violence and greed. We place our hope in earthly strategies too, political power, economic prosperity, and military might. We turn to God when our strategies fail. But to receive God's help, we must become agents of redemption. We do so by pursuing justice, righteousness, and peace. God tells his people in every time and place to release the wrongly imprisoned and rescue the unjustly oppressed, to give refuge to the migrant and relief to the poor. These are not magic rites that guarantee God's favor. They are acts that demonstrate communion with God's heart. In other words, God says, if you love me, you will love them. He adds, you can love them because I love you. Likewise, Paul said, God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
This has been Words of Hope. For more information about the work of Words of Hope, including a print copy of this devotional, just visit woh.org. That's woh.org. And please, join us tomorrow for more Words of Hope.